Next item on the agenda, City of Norfolk, 09-0674. Busy day today, Ben. How did you get so lucky?
Territory. Hopefully this one will be a little quicker than the last.
How did you?
Would you speak up, please? It's a little hard to hear you.
Okay. Pull that microphone up a little bit, if you would, Ben, when you get a chance.
This is the City of Norfolk's proposed project to replace an existing culvert that is on the Granby Street. It crosses over Mason Creek.
There's a mic there. Could you lift the mic up so we can hear
you? Can't lift it any higher. It tipped it best.
The mic is facing
Sir, down. Sir, if you'd like to come front, maybe you can hear a little bit better if you're up front. We'll do the best we can. But that's...
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to, pull that seat right over there beside the podium if you'd like to. You can hear...
I'm fine. I did.
Okay. All right, great.
Load that mic up.
The city is proposing to replace a 5-foot by 10-foot double barrel box culvert with essentially what is a concrete arch span structure, similar to what we often permit for bridges and so forth nowadays for small bridge crossings. Let me go ahead and get into this. This is a map here of Mason Creek, the arrow pointing to the red road there, which is Granby Street. The one shown in purple just to the west is actually Interstate 64, and you can see here further to the west is portions of Norfolk Naval Air Station, which were actually created on fill over a large portion of what used to be Mason Creek that flowed in this area here before the state granted the submerged bottom to the Navy years ago. So now Mason Creek, for the most part, is similar to a lake. It's completely landlocked. It does have a tidal connection through a portion of the base. It actually runs generally through this area here. I think you can actually see it. It was an aqueduct here on this map. So there is tidal flow into and out of what's left of Mason Creek, and it is still a jurisdictional water body for the commission. So aerial photograph here again, Interstate 64 on the west and Granby Street to the right. And you can almost see in the photograph here the little indentation, and that's where the existing culvert is in place right now. You can see a little bit better in this photograph here. This is looking generally towards the east. This is, I believe, a sewer line here, but then you can see the culvert here, and then on the opposite side here on the east side of the creek. Just another shot. And this is the city's application drawing just showing the existing conditions. Is there a glare on that? It's a little difficult to see. It may be helpful to turn down the lights if we need to. This is the proposed project in plan view. It doesn't look a whole lot different other than the fact that they are proposing the dredge at the mouth of the culvert, as well as there's material that is accumulated in the bottom of the existing culverts, and they'd like to excavate that out as well. And technically, that would be jurisdictional. They are proposing to rework the riprap, but all of that work is above mean low water and outside of the commission's jurisdiction, and the city is exempt from its own wetlands permit, so it did not need to go to the wetland board. This is a cross-section, and just to try and show you a little bit what's there now, the yellow represents the existing double barrel box culvert. And what the city is proposing is to actually remove the upper portion of that culvert, leaving the bottom portion in place to still serve as the bottom portion, since that doesn't really serve any structural function as far as holding up the roadway above, and then actually come in and install these concrete arch span sections that would run the whole length, I believe 95 feet across the width of Granby Street. So there would be several segments, but it also And then, of course, fill material will be brought back in to reestablish the grade at or roughly close to what it is right now, so that there would be no extensive increase in elevation or anything like that here. Just a few ground shots. But the reason why this is here before you today is we did receive some objections from some nearby residents, and in particular, a citizen committee called the Mason Creek Committee, represented in a letter to us by their president, Bob Vitek, I believe. We also received another letter that requested a public hearing on the matter and stated some general concerns to the environment at Mason Creek, as well as 15 additional letters that simply requested a public hearing but did not state any specific reason for that request. We assume in staff that they have some objection or members of this committee, but that wasn't clearly stated at all in their letters. So many of them are probably here today because they were all notified of the hearing. To get into a little bit, though, the letter specifically from Mason Creek Committee, Mr. Vitek had sent us on July 9th of this year, stated that he did not believe that the city's project addressed the more extensive and overlapping issues concerning use of Mason Creek. He thought the city's design should be incorporated into a larger integrated plan to address pollution discharges into the creek, restore recreational boating access in the creek, and provide a usable hurricane evacuation route. His letter also questioned the tidal range of Mason Creek that was previously shown in the city's application drawings. I will state that after questioning the city about that, they agreed that they had improperly shown tidal range that you'd see more commonly in Willoughby Bay adjacent to Mason Creek, but because of the tide gate that runs beneath the Navy base, there is a restriction on tidal input and outflow, and so the tide range within Mason Creek is on the order of just a little over a half of a foot rather than the much larger tide ranges you see in the rest of Hampton Roads. City of Norfolk, in a letter to staff dated August 7th, 2009, attempted to address the concerns and issues that were brought up in Mr. Vitek, the Mason Creek Committee's letter. The city wanted to make sure that, and stated that it was an immediate necessity to replace the culvert. And it was a result of a severe structural deficiency that they had found in the original slab of both barrels of the existing culvert. And they identified structural deficiencies such as sagging, delaminations of the concrete, spalling, and steel section loss. As a result, the culvert's load rating placed it into a category that the city considered it that it needed to be replaced. It was recommended that it be replaced.
Lights, please.
The city has also posted a 25-ton weight limit on the road or the section of the road because of the potential, of a structural failure or something from a heavy load. The city addressed the flooding issues that were brought up by the Mason Creek Committee letter and stated that a 2007 study done by Moffitt and Nickel determined that flooding within Mason Creek is actually controlled by the floodgate underneath the Navy base rather than the culvert at Mason Creek, and that really changes to that culvert may actually, if they were to take that out, could actually cause further flooding on portions of Mason Creek. Essentially, the city has made what staff feels were fairly valid arguments as far as how that flooding issue occurs within the creek, and the staff certainly has been aware of the issues of the floodgate for many years and its effect on Mason Creek. In addition to letters of protest, we did receive contact from both the adjacent property owners that were notified on the project, one of which, Mr. Tony Tyson, who's in the audience today, I've spoken with staff several times and sent in a letter that is in your packets, in which he states that he did not really have any concern or objection to the project so long as it's built as it's being proposed. He did have a concern if the roadway was going to be raised and what potential flooding impacts that could have on him. But he is here to address his concerns or his comments if he'd like to. VIMSA looked at the project and really didn't find any fault with it. They stated the project was consistent with an integrated approach to shoreline management and that the impacts associated with the project have been minimized to the extent possible given site conditions. We did receive fairly general comments from the Department of Game and Fisheries and Department of Conservation and Recreation, fairly standard for these types of projects, really no objections, just stating general information that we've shared with the city. We did not receive any concerns or objections or other comments from any other state agency. So while staff is sympathetic to the concerns expressed by the protestants, the city of Norfolk has made it clear that the proposed project is intended to replace existing transportation infrastructure in kind. Staff has long understood the influence the Navy's tide gate has had on Mason Creek. We do not believe, however, that the city's proposal will have any further effect on localized flooding within the creek. Staff agrees with the city that the protestants' concerns relative to the environmental cleanup of the creek are outside of the scope of the current project. And while staff would be supportive of improvements to navigation to further accommodate recreational use of the creek, we recognize that the city's current proposal would not prevent that type of improvement in the future should funds become available. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to it, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 20.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. One last thing to add. This morning when we came in, we had received an email from Senator Northam. Provided a letter he asked to be distributed to the commission members.
Can you do me a favor, just read that directly for me, Ben, and save me just a little bit?
Thank you.
The letter was addressed to Commissioner Bowman. Dear Commissioner Bowman, I'm writing today to ask the Commission please not approve the City of Norfolk's permit application to replace the Granby Street culvert across Mason Creek. I've spoken with a number of constituents from my district, and I believe that they are correct in asserting that a bridge, rather than another culvert, should be built at this location. A bridge would reduce siltation within the upper portion of Mason Creek, allow navigation of small vessels beneath the roadway, and restore natural estuarine structure and function in the immediate area. In addition, the higher relief of a bridge would make the roadway less prone to flooding and therefore more useful during a hurricane evacuation scenario. As environmentally inferior structures like this one reach the end of their useful lives, we should take the opportunity to replace them with something better to improve both aquatic habitat and quality of life for citizens who enjoy spending time on the water. I appreciate the opportunity to comment on this matter and hope you will consider the factors when making your decision. Sincerely, Ralph S. Northland.
Thank you, Ben.
With that, happy to answer any questions. I believe the city as well as their engineering consultants are here.
Any questions of Mr. McGinnis?
Dr. McConaughey, do you have a question?
I'm sorry. Thank you again for a great briefing. Is the city represented? Like to be heard? Who's going to speak for the city? Just you, sir, or will be more?
There might be others.
Well, I'd like to swear everybody in at the same time, if I could. You can all come forward at the same time. I've seen them in the front row for as far as time's concerned. That way we can move along with this project. Thank you, gentlemen. Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you, God. Thank you. Proceed, sir. State your name for the record, please.
My name's John Kiefer. I'm the Director of Public Works for the City of Norfolk.
Good afternoon,
I really
sir.
Don't have anything to add to the presentation. We are here to answer any questions and address any issues. Myself and a couple members of the staff, as well as representatives of Moffitt Nickel.
Questions? I have a question. If you don't replace that culvert, is there a possibility that you may have to close the road?
Eventually, yes, sir.
What's the cost differential between putting up a bridge that's been requested by the citizens versus replacement of this culvert, or has that number been determined?
The number has not been specifically determined. I would imagine that a bridge would cost in excess of $10 million. This project is $1 million for this project.
I'm sorry. How much?
$1 million
is the cost of this project.
Questions, follow up? Thank you, sir. Is the opposition represented? Would they like to be heard from? Anyone here in opposition? Yes, sir, come forward, please. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you state your name, please?
I'm Robert Vitek, and my name's already been mentioned.
Yes, sir.
I'm here today represent this group, Mason Creek Committee Incorporated. I'm also vice president of Northside Civic League, in charge of area preservation. As far as support from the community goes, surrounding communities, I've been invited and spoke before for area civic leagues, and members of my group accompanied me, and I think they will attest that our presentation was well received, and we got offers of collaboration from individuals, especially the Ward's Corner Civic League president, Professor Jim English from Old Dominion. He spoke up very strongly in favor of what we were concerned about. And as you mentioned, Senator Northam, State Delegate Paul Miller has also cooperated with us and helped us on several occasions and communicated with us regularly. I'm almost not sure where to begin with this. There's some, bullet points that really I would like to not, I don't want to fail to address. As far as the main issue, everybody seems to be focused directly on the bridge itself, taking the narrow focus of pulling the old one out and putting the new one in. And I appreciate that. I think the responses that I've read from VIMS, what I've heard from talking to the Corps of Engineers, I understand the perspective of looking directly at that and the immediate impacts. I can't say I argue with what they've reported, other than they don't look at the overall impact that replacing the existing bridge with one that's nearly identical will have, and the opportunities that are missed if they do not take advantage of this at this time of raising it up. And again, speaking directly to the bridge, it's been mentioned that there's a little bit of a distortion in, as far as what we're saying about raising the bridge and affecting stormwater. The flooding that we're talking about as far as this project in specific is water going over top of the road. Again, this is the hurricane evacuation route. There are pictures, if I may pull up.
Sure, you got it.
Our I may need a little assistance. Just closing this out. There's a picture in particular that you've already seen this afternoon, and it was presented in the information that I gave to the commission. This was the condition of the road during Tropical Storm Floyd. That was a rain event. 7 years later, during Tropical Storm Ernesto, I don't have a picture, but I can tell you in their eyewitness accounts, there was by most people's count, slightly more water from Ernesto than from Felix. So this on two occasions, and again, the situation was a tropical storm. This is the specific flooding we're talking about in relation to this project. We feel like the road should be raised up high enough that in the event of hurricane evacuation, that there's a road that we can travel on and not have to go through the water. And if you're doing that, our point was, why not open it up underneath so you open the creek to navigation? And I'll talk a little bit more on the benefits of that. So I wanted to clarify as far as flooding. The city, I believe I heard, said that by enlarging the culvert, raising the culvert, it's not going to affect the flooding in the creek overall. I actually said that, if you read in what I wrote, that it's not the height of the, you know, if they open it up, the water will come underneath. If they do not open it up, the water's going to come over top. But I think they made the point that by opening the culvert more, as we requested, it would actually cause more flooding on the east side. I don't think it will, because the water will come over the top if you don't open it up underneath. So it's a moot point as far as the flooding, and that's our perspective on the flooding and this particular aspect of what they're asking. I saw in the folder on the VIMS website documents, the letters that were sent in, documents that I sent in, documents the city sent in, including their response to our request that you deny the permit. I did not see anything from the DCR. I would like the opportunity to see the DCR's response, because I think they were mentioned. I did not see anything from DEQ. I looked.
Ben, I'm sorry, there you are.
DEQ website. If that's available, I would like to. If you don't mind, I won't go through here right now.
No, it's fine.
So I just wanted to make those points. Now, again, as far as the city's response to our request for you to deny the permit, they sort of put into their own words our concerns. The first one, and they address it in three bullet points. The first one, why was raising the culvert not incorporated into the design to help alleviate flooding and provide boating access to both sides of Mason Creek? I think I already explained that a little bit. We weren't talking about raising the culvert to prevent flooding of Mason Creek. We talked about it as preventing flooding of the road itself. And as far as provide boating access, again, if you're raising the road so we can use it during evacuation, why not open it up underneath so allow navigation? Something that was deprived, you know, to this creek a while back. Why does the second bullet point? Why does the dredging identified in the Mason Creek replacement project not satisfy the requirements of the Clean Water Act, nor restore degraded recreational areas? That's going to take a little more time for me to explain. And I know saying it does not satisfy Clean Water Act requirements is a general statement, but if you'll bear with me, I would like to connect a few dots, and I think to make that clear for you. Excuse me, here, I need to drink the water. Going back to the city's response and talking about this second item, localized flooding, the city mentions that the study they used to characterize the flooding, or to describe the flooding characteristics of the creek, they used an EPA stormwater management model. And I would like to bring your attention to another EPA document that involves stormwater management. And again, this is EPA document dated January 2008, and it deals with the management programs, municipal stormwater management programs. As far as its connection to the EPA and the Clean Water Act, the Clean Water Act requires that all discharges of pollutants to surface waters must be authorized by a permit issued under the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, or the NPDES program. And you'll see here that right at the upper left, NPDES stormwater management programs, and it repeats essentially just what I said, that EPA stormwater regulations require NPDES permits for stormwater discharges for many municipal separate stormwater systems, or MS4s. And I'm going to skip down to the area where they talk about evaluating programs. Now, what the city provided as far as a description of the flow characteristics would be a very basic part of such a program. If you look on the left-hand side here, they kind of do a pictorial of schematic of how the plan should work. You develop a plan, you implement a plan, and you evaluate the effectiveness of that plan. Okay? The measuring the stormwater characteristics is one part of that plan. But as far as the purposes of the program, and again, bear with me, I'm trying to lead to what I feel is a regulatory requirement that is not being met by the city of Norfolk, and it should be incorporated.
Is it a regulatory requirement provided under the Code of Virginia? Because that's what I'm interested in today.
Okay.
That's the only purview. I do have no purview of enforcement of federal law other than what's specifically delegated to the law enforcement division of this agency.
Okay, and I can do this. I can show you from some of the other information that I have that NPDES requirements are reflected in BPDES requirements. Okay. They almost read identical. I don't have those in front of me, but if that's your question, I encourage you to read them. Also have some information.
I'm familiar with the BPDES, and I'm familiar with those agencies that are charged with evaluating that. This commission itself does not in and of itself evaluate that specific. We rely on our sister agencies to do that. Mr. McGinnis, what's the status as far as the DCR or any DEQ response or any concerns so I can get some clarification?
We haven't received any concerns from any other agency
about discharge.
It wasn't even a topic. I mean, it wasn't something that we were reviewing. We're looking, as you said, strictly at a culvert replacement. We realize there's other issues within Mason Creek that probably need to be addressed, but they weren't part of this application, so they weren't being reviewed by staff.
Mr. Vitek, let me maybe help out a little bit. I can understand your discussion, your argument, and your points, but this agency is responsible for the permitting of subaqueous beds for reasonable use. I think we're getting into the weeds a little bit as far as this is concerned that don't really connect to our requirements under 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia, which is the reasonable permitting of subaqueous bottoms. So if you've got a point to make, please do, but I'm having a hard time.
Okay, and I apologize. These are complex issues. There are a lot of agencies. There's a lot of regulations, and I'm doing my best, but I do feel that it is inapplicable.
And I'm not so sure it's an issue that should not have been taken up with the city, and it's a beef with the city versus the Marine Resources Commission. That's also my concern. But go ahead and proceed.
Just to finish up with this, and again, I'm sorry if I'm not making it as clear as I'd like to.
That's okay.
The purpose of the evaluation is to meet regulatory requirements. The EPA stormwater regulations require that the effectiveness of the stormwater management plan be evaluated. What you see is very basic. What they've related, again, is describing the characteristics. There's a whole lot more that's involved in the stormwater management plan, and the City of Norfolk is working to a permanent MS. Well, I say it is. I'll bring up another document that will explain things better than I can. If you bear with me. A while back, we requested some information from the DCR, Department of Conservation and Recreation. They are the ones who issue the stormwater permits that I'm talking about with the City of Norfolk. We asked for some clarification as to what was the legal description of Mason Creek as a water body. They referred us to the DEQ on that. They did give us this information that currently the City of Norfolk is covered under an administratively continued individual permit. The permit is attached. The Norfolk Naval Base is covered under the Virginia General Permit, and then also some indication where we could find that. So I pulled up the Virginia General existing permit that the city is supposed to be working to. It expired in 2006. In there is a requirement. There are reporting requirements, appear to be. So when I emailed the DEQ, I asked for, again, the physical description of Mason Creek, the legal description, and for any information, records that they could provide me showing that the City of Norfolk was performing those, generating those records which seemed to be indicated by the permit that they were still working to, which are deal mainly with water quantity and water quality. Here's the, first of all, the description of Mason Creek, and since it's from the DEQ, and it's my understanding, that's the one we work with. It says, actually, we have little firsthand information to offer you in regard to your questions. We have no current, okay, I'm sorry, that's in response to the records. Here's the characterization of Mason Creek. Mason Creek and Oaks Creek are not specifically listed in the DEQ Water Quality Standards Regulation 9 VAC 25-260. They are grouped in a general category of the Lower James River and its tidal tributaries from Old Point Comfort to Fort Wool to the end of tidal waters. These waters have special standards assigned for the propagation of shellfish and have been given special copper standards for protection of aquatic life based on a study that was performed in the area. The creeks are also included under general criteria for all state waters that designate uses such as swimming, boating, and other recreational uses, propagation and growth of balance, indigenous, and so on. Will this be part of the record if I don't read it? Because this will go faster. I'm just trying to make sure that the points I'm trying to make are part of the record. These documents that I'm...
Submit a copy, make it part of the record, that'd be fine.
Okay. My point is, it's characterized for swimming, boating, fishing. And those are the standards that would be applied. And my point I was making as far as the Clean Water Act is, there's a requirement for them to live up to the NPDES requirements. That includes their existing requirements for reporting, and that's not being done. And I'm pointing to an overall problem where... the various aspects of the creek are not being taken into account by the city, and I think this ignoring these when they rebuild this bridge is part of that issue.
Okay.
And but again, there's the more obvious situation with traveling over during a hurricane situation. I'm going to pull up my PowerPoint presentation that we used when we went before the local civic leagues, because there's some information. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but there's some information on there I would like to point out. Again, I'll quick go through a few things. This, again, would be our presentation. I introduced the group. I mentioned a little bit of history about Mason Creek. If you'd like to I'll slow down if you're interested in a little history. If you prefer I don't, I'll go.
Sir, I need to know, in all honesty, why you're opposed to the city's application. That's exactly what is before this commission. It's not that I'm not interested. It's not that the commission's not interested. But the city has submitted an application under the color of law. You're opposed to it, and I need to know specifically why, under the law that we're charged with enforcing. That's what I want.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll refer back to the letter from Senator Northam.
Right.
I think it was very eloquently put, and it was to the point. There are a whole lot of pollution issues and sediment buildup. Mason's Creek is a stormwater retention basin. It was created when the Navy closed it off, and we're having to deal with that. We've lost recreational capabilities. I grew up fishing there, and if fish are important to you, the capacity of that area to maintain fish, I've heard talk about, you know, I've caught croaker there as a kid, spot, you know, puppy drum come up in there, people have caught rockfish. All the way on the east side of Granby Street growing up, that place is about filled with mud now, and there's hardly anything that's come up there but minnows and carp. It's changing, and the properties are changing. And again, we got Girl Scouts canoeing on that side. And I hate to keep tying in water quality issues, but the fecal coliform, based on the city's readings, are way over the state standard. And that was in the winter. You know, they go out and canoe in the summer. At least if there was an opening, they could canoe over to the other side where the fecal coliform isn't so high.
Okay, I guess the question that I've got is that you're as I encapsulate what you're telling me, you're basically coming before the commission to tell us the concerns you have with the city, why the city didn't do this A, B, C, D. What did you take these specific concerns to the city? And if you did, what was their specific response? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for keeping me on task.
Not a problem.
Their response is consistent with what they've given you, that they don't have the money, that these things would be too expensive. And that's where I would ask you, I don't think they are, and I think they told you, they didn't look at that. They didn't look at the expense of the bigger, let me say the expense, the benefit of the bigger bridge. I think the figure that Mr. Kiefer threw out of $15 million is not consistent with what they, I think they said.
It was $10 million.
Well, $10
million,
but yes, I think they said 50% in this one. I don't believe it was $10 million, and please double-check that for me. I don't think
that's
it was on that
testified.
Name.
I thought you said
well, he testified, but that's not what I got, what I read in their response to our requester. So that's changed, and I would like him please to elaborate, if possible, on that, break that down, and also put a figure on what and maybe you could help him with that. What's the benefit? Hurricane evacuation, improve environmental conditions, improve recreational opportunities, and not to mention property value. So, again, I'm trying to say as much as I can because I think all these things are important. And I know you're tired. I'm tired.
Yeah,
it's been a long day.
I just have to maintain the track of what we're charged to deal with. If I let people come up and we get off into the weeds, it's I'm not doing my job. So I have to do my job to keep things focused on what our core responsibilities and the responsibilities under law are. I'll listen all day long if it's on point. The problem is that I see it moving back and forth off the pages of this code book, then I have a problem.
And I do apologize. I do feel rushed, and the information that I'd like you to hear that I feel is applicable is spread out among all these issues. I've provided you with this. If you have any specific question, I ask that you please look at the information that I provide in the form of documents and electronic documents.
Yes, sir.
And please give the community a fair consideration here because we do have very strong support, and I think you may hear some of that.
Great. Any questions of Mr. Vitek? Thank you so very much, sir. Who's next? Good afternoon, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Nelson.
Okay. I got it. The microphone is on this side, Mr. Nelson. Not that one. That's a light.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That one.
My name is Nelson Gerard L., Commander, U.S. Navy, retired.
Thank you.
I listened to Bob, and I can see what's going on. One of my questions that I asked Bob a while back, what have you guys got to do with the Mason's, with the bridge that crosses Mason Creek? I couldn't understand what you guys have all got to do with it. I couldn't figure it out. Bob tried to tell me that it's necessary to get your permit to get that cross the creek of Mason Creek. Could I ask you a question of what have you got to do with it?
I would defer to my attorney, Mr. Josephson.
This commission decides reasonable uses of state-owned bottomlands. We're talking about state-owned bottomland here. The commission decides permits for reasonable uses of state-owned bottomlands, and we're talking about state-owned bottomland here.
All right. Does that include all of Mason Creek?
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. But the permit project is only for the culvert, not for all of Mason Creek.
Okay. I'm not being facetious nor sarcastic.
No, we understand.
I don't know. I couldn't figure out why. In my opinion, the city has not done the job that they're supposed to do. They're going to replace a bridge with a bridge that's exactly the same. Basically the same, except the culvert may be a little bit bigger. The problem still exists with the bridge. It still exists that the water's going to come up at high water, and it's going to cover the bridge, and we're going to lose our emergency exit to get out of that section of Ocean View. Is that part of your purview?
No, sir.
That's not.
No, it is not.
Okay.
That's the city's purview, and that's the beef that you have with your city leaders. And your city, let me finish. We're responsible for permitting the placement of that culvert on the bottom. As far as the other issues are concerned, while we listen to them and take consideration, that's the problem I'm having with this project today. It seems to me that the protestants, you nice folks from the Civic League and other groups, have a complaint with the city as to design, as to what you believe is right, wrong, or indifferent, versus what our responsibility is in determining whether they can replace this culvert or not.
And you don't care what they replace it with?
Yes, sir. We care what they replace it with. If they were to go there and put a wall up and block it up, yeah, that would be a problem. But if they're going to replace it with something that's already there, of the same design but only stronger to support the road bed.
Well, what's the reason for it? What's the reason for the culvert?
Sir?
You don't care about what the reason for the culvert is.
It's not that I don't care.
I mean, it's not under your purview.
Correct.
We have not had any success with the city, or we wouldn't be here. You realize that, of course.
Yeah, I really do. Mr. Joseph.
You realize that.
That's the point we made.
Well,
we are not an appellate body for people who have complaints with local jurisdictions. Okay. We have our own jurisdiction.
Yeah, well, we've tried everything that we possibly can with the city, and it's impossible to get through with it. Let me show you something, if I may. I just want to show you a picture. I can't put it up on the screen. This is my backyard. That used to have 4.5 foot of water in there. 4.5 foot. My wife used to sail in there. The reason why we haven't got any more water in there is because the mud is backed up, because the mud can't get through this bridge, culvert, whatever you want to call it. Can't get through there because it keeps backing up. The drains from the street keep coming in with junk in them and keeps on filling up Mason Creek. There's not enough flow to push it through that culvert that we're trying to get bigger. So maybe we'll get a flow through there. 13, 13 years ago, I sent a letter to the city requesting that they do something about it. Got an answer back. Sorry, nothing we can do about it. I said, we're losing. The dredge material is filling the place up. The water's coming in. The water has no place to go except up. The water goes up, and then it spills over the land, and then these gentlemen from the city come and say, that's wetland. You can't do that. You can't touch that. Don't mow it. Don't do this. Don't do that. You're touching not your land. I know this has nothing to do with you. This is not your ability. Somewhere, we can't get anywhere. We've done this. An answer from the city of Norfolk is dated July 10, 1996. That's the answer we got from Norfolk. We can't do anything about it. We don't know where to go. If you guys can't help us and stop this, isn't it? It's illegal what they're going to do. They haven't got the sides. They haven't got the sides to work in. They haven't made the bridge legal. Now, you guys say, hey, this is not mine. Well, I don't know who the hell to go to. These gentlemen don't want to talk. They don't want to talk to us. This guy kicked me off the stage. What are you going to do next?
No, I doubt that, Commander.
I don't know. It just seems as though the people of the city of Norfolk have no place to turn. And we keep going every place we can. They don't get anywhere. Now, Titchy, you saw flooded over the culvert. You know the tracks were there because the guy said, hey, I can't go through that water. I got to turn around. The emergency exit is right there. But he couldn't use it. I don't know what the answer is. I give up. No, I don't. No, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep fighting. Somehow, I mean, it's somebody listened to me. Northern finally came through. Maybe political will get to you people. Excuse me, I mean you people. Obviously, it's not going to be. Sorry for that time.
That's okay, Commander. Thank you. Thank you for your service to the country. Who's next? Yes, ma'am. You saw me swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so if you got it. You state your name, please.
My name is Andrea Grady. I am the Secretary for Mason Free Committee. I'm not a good public speaker. I'm nervous.
You'll be fine.
I appreciate your focus on the bottom of our creek. The bottom of the creek, I feel, affects a lot of what goes on either side and above the creek. Mr. Kiefer said $1.1 million for this current project, which we were told last July when we tried to talk about a different design. Let's just look at options. We were told, take this money. If you don't, you'll regret it. The money will be gone. And who knows when you'll get your bridge replacement. So if it's an issue of the state of the road not supporting traffic, that wasn't discussed then. The quality and the condition of the road has been degraded for many years. It's well documented. It was brought to light with the I-35 bridge in Minnesota. It was listed as the oldest bridge in the city of Norfolk with the worst quality. That's why I think that's why we're here today. The $10 million figure that he gave today, he may have a lot of experience in his position with the city as far as what bridges cost, but for this specific project, a consultation hasn't been done as far as we're aware of, which we've asked for, and we'd like to see at least some research about its cost prohibitive for these reasons. We've not even gotten to that point. I have two children that just turned 5 a couple of weeks ago. They express an interest in fishing in the creek that is in my backyard. I won't let them. There's no way because they'll want to. The fish that are there based on the water quality studies are not safe. I don't let them play in the creek because of the fecal matter that Bob referenced earlier that's in the city's own report. It's dirty. I'm fearful for them in that regard. I do feel that a larger culvert will allow more flow for siltation more flow will help with the siltation issues. And small navigation, I'm not talking about, we have a boat. We keep it elsewhere. I'm not talking about a 27-foot speedboat. I'm talking about a paddle boat, a canoe. We can't get under that bridge. We're talking, let's just raise it 4 or 5 feet. Not a lot. Nothing crazy. Just some small navigation. The greatest part of the creek is on the opposite side, not on the east side. VDOT, Bob might have to help me, but VDOT does have some requirements for replacing insufficient structures. And I don't think this needs it. There's not. Right. The recommendation is a functionally obsolete bridge. Shoulder width isn't addressed. Vertical clearances, current traffic demand, those that may be occasionally flooded. This meets all of those criteria. In fact, each year when we do our annual cleanup of the creek, our group and us as citizens separately, there's a picture of our group doing our cleanup. There is Corinne, who I'd like to submit a letter. She couldn't come this morning, but she caught me driving out of the street. She gave a letter. There is us, me and the children, the child of Rand Baker's wife, who was here earlier, and she had to leave. She had an appointment. She was sitting here earlier. Had to leave. You cannot safely walk or ride a bike. You just can't. And I don't think the new bridge addresses those issues either. Do you have this letter from Corinne Archibald? Don't know if you guys...
You can submit it. Yes, ma'am.
Like that. I don't necessarily think that any of those topics, deal with the bottom of the creek, which is what you guys are charged with, but we have tried, and I'd like some direction. Maybe your council can direct us.
I can direct you quite easily. No, ma'am. Please don't. Hope y'all don't get the wrong idea. I have tried to let as much go today as I could. And this picture, if I'd been a judge in a court of law, the first thing you did when that picture came up, I'd just basically rule it inadmissible because it's got absolutely nothing to do with what we do. It doesn't. You ask for direction. Your direction, if you're upset with the city, is the city council and the mayor. That is exactly where your direction should be focused. If you don't like what they do, if people don't like what I do, they have absolutely no problem writing the Secretary of Natural Resources to the governor. That's the natural chain of command. The problem is I can't intervene in a decision made by the city on matters that I have absolutely no control over. That's a separation of powers. If it were a situation where I was king of the world and I liked what you wanted to do, by God, boom, it'd be done. But that's the situation that I'm confronted with, as I sit here as chair of this commission today. So I just want to let you know that that's what we're confronted with.
Our concerns notwithstanding, their design and your overview of that design, there's not a problem with it, as far as I understand it. We haven't presented to you a reason that their disturbance of the bottom of the creek is such that you can deny their permit.
That'll be up to the commission in a in-bank vote, but... that's all I can tell you.
So right now we have design problems.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem with the design.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to...
There's not a bridge that's before us.
Excuse me, the culvert.
Okay.
So the culvert design, I'm trying to follow. I was much smarter before I had my children, I promise.
I try to use that excuse too, it doesn't work.
I'd say that it takes a lot of brain cells to grow children. Anyhow, so for us to have a problem with the design, they're not interested in talking to us about changing the design, then that might be a legal issue.
Could very well be. Yes, ma'am.
So thank you. This letter from Corinne.
Please do. Thank you. Thank you for staying here the better part of the day. Anyone else in opposition? The city has 2 minutes to rebut. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come forward, sir. Raise your right hand. So I'm going to swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got. Can you state your name for the record? That's the mic over there for the...
Okay, I am Tony Tyson.
You can move on over there as soon as Ben gets finished with Tyson. That's great, thank you.
Surprisingly, I'm not in opposition. Essentially, you might say I'm in support. Okay. I want to point out two things on the photo here.
I live here.
Yes, sir.
My neighbor who's out already lives there.
I'm Tony Tyson. I live at 8540 Granby Street. In late June, I received a letter from the commission, and they wanted to know if we had any objection to the replacement of the culvert at Granby Street, mm-hmm. primarily because me and my neighbor, we are adjacent property owners. Okay. Essentially, the bottom line is, as long as Granby Street is not raised at Mason Creek, where the culvert site is, we have no objection. We live approximately 75 yards from the culvert at Granby Street. If Granby Street is raised at that culvert, then it will partially hide oncoming traffic, and it will make it more difficult for us to access Graham Street from our driveway. We have only 75 yards. Right now, it's a challenge getting out when traffic leaves the base between 3 and 5 in the afternoon, getting onto Graham Street, so we try to avoid that. And so that is a problem. So replacing the culvert because it makes the site structurally stronger and allows more flow is something I would agree to, okay? The other problem is during heavy rains, water flows about 200 yards down Granby Street from the Bayview Boulevard intersection, and it enters Mason Creek through our property, especially during heavy rain. Now, bridge or the culvert site is raised at Mason Creek, now we will be in a bowl where water will flow through our property from both directions. And so that is something we will be opposed to. It may be a better solution in trying to resolve, the flow on the Granby Street, but that plan is not in the works. So as far as replacing with a structurally stronger culvert, that is intended to increase the flow, then we are for that. And so finally, and again, we have no objection as long as the Granby Street at the culvert replacement site is not raised.
So the bottom line is, if the city did what these other people would want to do by putting in a bridge, you'd have a real problem with
that. Well, I would have a problem with it because it will hide the traffic. They will come up over that, and I have only 75 yards to get out into the traffic. And so I will have a problem with that.
Questions to the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
It's just a concern.
Could you come forward? You've got to come forward. Get it on the record, if you would. You raise your right hand, please, ma'am. You saw me swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so if you got. You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Carmencita Loss. I live next door to Tony, 8544 Granby Street. My house is the White House right on the water.
Yes, ma'am.
My property is about, including the water, is 200 feet extended. So anything they want to do, they will trespass with my property as well. But the main concern is the culvert. I'm all for it. But the concern is that will stop the flow of water when the storm comes in and flood our property, because every time there's a storm, the property floods. And that's the only thing I want, is that prevent the flooding so they will not ruin our property.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else? City has 2 minutes to rebut anything they heard if they desire to do so.
Thank you. I won't take long. I do want to clarify a couple things. First of all, the City of Norfolk does have a valid VPDES permit in effect. Like many of the other cities in the region, there are currently discussions ongoing with DCR and EPA about the conditions of the renewal of the permit. So our permit that expired in 2006 has been extended a couple of times, so it is still valid. The hurricane route out of the city is the interstate. There are a number of entrances to that interstate, both north and south of this location, should it be flooded. We have met with these folks a number of times and are willing to meet with them again. The issue in the terms of water quality, this is a body of water that has silted up over the years. The desire of some is to do some general dredging, but then we run into wetlands issues. We try to explain what can and cannot be done, the process to follow, and we're willing to continue to talk to them about that. I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
Well, being an eternal optimist and hating conflict, I hope you do get with them and maybe you can work something out as far as... But that's not certainly not a mandate because that's not under my purview. Questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concerns of the protestants. I appreciate the fact in particular that they lament the degradation of the quality of the water back here in Mason Creek. And perhaps there are some things that would be available to the city to try to improve the ecology of the area. But as the commissioner has pointed out repeatedly, that's an issue to take up with the City of Norfolk's leadership, and certainly, I think, outside of the realm of this commission to take an action that would essentially second-guess the city's engineering of this project. So based on the fact that there are minimal impacts to Sylvia Cruz Bottom, and this represents a reasonable use as determined by the staff evaluation and the evidence in the record, I would move approval.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? My only comment would be is I do not take Senator Northam's letter lightly. We receive letters from state representatives. We take heed, and it's a good letter. The problem is a lot of things that Senator Northam has discussed and concerns that he's discussed is, again, out of our purview. We do appreciate his attention to the matter. With that, the matter is before the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for your presentation. No, sir, I have to keep that for 33 days. Because if anybody appeals this case is appealable to the circuit court. Mr. McGinnis will mail this letter, the document, back to you after 33 days. Thank you, Commander.